Sunday Live on 91.3 FM Stereo. Sunday Live.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome back to Sunday Live. Now, with the festive season upon us, 66% of people tend to spend on the holiday shopping. As 2020 has been very, very tough here, many South Africans basically what I'm trying to say is that, you know, as 2020 comes to a close, South Africans generally tend to spend more on technology. You know, as I mentioned, people get to a point where you know, they want to reward the kids for having passed whatever grade they have, or they want to give their spouse a gift, you know, as a token of appreciation for the year, you know, and all of these other things that happen. So people want to just share, and they want to be generous. But we know the cost of technology is quite expensive in our country, and also the COVID-19 crisis has also ensured that you know, people have less money in their pockets and becomes more and more of a financial burden. Well, today we'll be speaking to Mishan Ratan, co-founder of Rentoza, who has a very interesting solution to this problem. Mishan, assalamu alaikum, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Fasik. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself, sir?
Very well, thank you. Good morning to your listeners and thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. Now, Mishan, what exactly is Rentoza?
Well, Rentoza is South Africa's first subscription platform for premium goods. And by premium goods, we mean electronics and appliances. So we allow people to subscribe to the products that they want and need at a fraction of the cost that they would pay for it if they had to buy it outright, and pay for it over a set period of time, which we allow 6 and 12 months for. And so we basically have three main values and three pillars that we build our business off, which is access, affordability, and flexibility. And the access is basically giving people access to these products. And affordability is, of course, giving them access at a fraction of the cost, which is easy on the pocket, of course. And flexibility is the terms that we give people. So you can either take a 6 and 12 month with us, and we have the ability, as it's a subscription, for you to give the stuff back and get new stuff and continue subscribing to product. Basically, what we're trying to do is we're trying to move people away from ownership as such, and move them into access. Because you really don't want to sit with the products in your house forever. I mean, if you think about a cell phone, I'm not sure about you, but I've got three sitting in my house that I'll never use again. When I could have had a solution such as Rentoza, where I can subscribe to my phone and every 12 months just return the old one and get a new one. And that's basically how Rentoza works.
Okay, so when we talk about technology, we speak about mobile phones, we're also speaking about laptops, tabs, anything that, you know, is tech related.
Yes, so we've got mobile phones, we've got tablets, we've got laptops, we've got desktop, like the Mac desktop computers. We've got a multitude of things. We've got gaming consoles on the platform, which are doing really well as well, I suppose, coming now to the end of the year, when people are looking for gifts for their kids and, of course, for themselves, because everybody plays games these days. So gaming is doing quite well. And then we have a multitude of appliances on the platform as well. Dishwashers, washing machines, fridges, air conditioning supplied by Dyson, vacuums, so lots of stuff for your house. We've also got drones on the platform as well, in terms of electronics.
Now, this concept of, if for lack of a better word, leasing products is, I would say, much more relatively new to the South African market. But in other parts of the world, it's sort of seem as something that it would be of everyday use. And it makes sense because ultimately, number one, as you mentioned, why would I purchase a phone that when it goes out of date or when I no longer you want the phone and I need to upgrade for whatever reason, I'm stuck with the phone with a reduced value and I've spent all this money on it, whereas I could have perhaps, for lack of a better word again, leased something, given it back, gotten something new, and yeah, carried on with my life.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's not just about that. It's about the technology, right? And technology, the proliferation of technology is happening so quickly now as we move faster into the future that it becomes pointless having technology because it's outdated within a year, sometimes less, 6 months maybe. So with this sort of platform, we give the ability to stay at the forefront of the best technology while still being affordable, you know. So I'll give you an example is that we've got the new iPhone 12, which we just launched this week on our site. Of course, it's for pre-order. But you take the iPhone 12 now, this month, and we all know every year at the same time the new iPhone comes out. You take a 12-month subscription with us. You pay for it monthly. And next year, this time, you hand us back the 12. We give you a 13, and you carry on with your subscription. It's that easy. And you've got the best technology, the best camera, the best device in your hand constantly. And we're trying to get people to change the way they see this because it's a new way of living your life, really. And you can live life on your own terms. And that's sort of our slogan. It's choose the term you want, choose the products you want, and decide how you want to utilize them. And at the heart of subscription, of course, is you paying for, well, you obviously prepay. And what subscription is, I suppose, is its definition, is that you prepay monthly for a service or a product, in our case, a product, which you can utilize. And when you no longer have use for it, you return it and you stop paying your subscription.
Now, you know, I'm fascinated by this concept because, again, we are so used to saying, okay, I need to own this, need to have it. It's
yes,
mine
yes.
Now. And then I'll be the owner of this product. But what you're saying is that, I mean, at the end of the day, having a phone, owning a phone and renting a phone is basically the same thing. You get the same use out of it, number one. And number two is when you want to upgrade, you can upgrade without the burden of, let me see if I can sell this phone and what the value of it is right now. Because, I mean, if you look at Gumtree and Facebook Marketplace, there are a lot of people doing exactly that. You know, after 12 months or a year and a half, they decided now they want to upgrade, or they'll either trade in their phone at whatever place, or they'll try and sell it so that they can recoup some of the cost.
Yeah, exactly. So that happens, and that's just our biggest challenge is to change the way people behave, which is quite a large task. But I think that as we go about, we're still a young business. We've only been around for just under 2 years, and we're seeing immense growth. And as we grow, a big part of what we're trying to do is change and communicate to people about this change in behavior. And I think it's just, as South Africans, traditionally, we've always wanted to own things. You know, it's just our history has made us these creatures that we want to own things and we want to have the best stuff. We need to make sure we have the money to do this. And, I mean, it's a real pain point for everyone. I mean, and with the year being what it is, especially this year, is that, I mean, we've seen youth unemployment up to almost 50%. Total unemployment in the country is reaching 37-38%, which is crazy. But the things still need to go on, right? So people still want, you need a laptop to do work, to drive an income. You need a phone to stay connected. You know, these kind of things, these essential things. I don't think it's a luxury anymore. I think it's essential. And I think that's what's important for everybody to understand is that you still need these things, but there's alternative ways to go about acquiring these items now. And it's no longer about, let me spend 20,000 to 30,000 rand on an item. I can spend maybe $1,000 a month and still have this item and still be productive and still be able to achieve the goals that I want to achieve and still spend a fraction of the cost on it. You know? So the behavioral thing that we're trying to do is probably the largest piece of change. But I think that as we get scale and we get critical mass at some point, we'll be able to help change that behavior. And I think it's not just about us changing the behavior. It's about the behavior globally. We know that sort of trends from global come to us a little bit later. And things like subscriptions, such as, I'll give you an example, like Spotify and Netflix, been going on for years. And now people in South Africa are sort of picking it up over the last few years. And we subscribe to our movies. We subscribe to our music. I mean, that's how I live my life as well. You know, I don't really purchase anything anymore. I subscribe to stuff. And doing that allows me flexibility. It also allows me to budget myself a little bit better. And I still am able to have everything that I want. And it's not me saving a whole year to afford a fridge any longer. I can afford it with my current salary. I just need to ensure that I can budget for it every month. You know? And it's not about us telling you the price that you want to pay. We give you the options, and that's where flexibility comes in. And at the end of the day, it's about what you can afford, right? So we have a multitude of products on site that range from very cheap, of course, to very expensive. And by very expensive, you could be paying 1,200 Rand for a 55-inch TV, you know what I mean? So we've tried to make it really, really accessible, it's our main thing. And in that process, as people learn and take up this offer, they'll start to understand, which is our hope, that access is important. And it's not about actually owning that product and keeping it forever. It's about just having access to it, utilizing what you need, and moving on. You know, it's a little bit about efficiency as well.
Now, the other thing is, someone asked a question, and I'm very interested to know the answer, because you're offering mobile phones on your platform as well. So how does it work? Because normally if I purchase a phone through a retailer, it's purchased through a particular network where there's MTN, Vodacom, Cell C, Telkom, Virgin Mobile, whatever the case may be. And so I've got to get the phone recurred. It's a one-to-one SIM situation. How does it work if you purchase a mobile phone through your platform?
So with us, I mean, listen, we're not providing the mobile connectivity in terms of your network connectivity. All we do is provide the device. So instead of traditionally a 24-month contract where you have, you pay for the phone and you pay for, because on those contracts, you are paying for your phone anyway. You know, I mean, it's not that you aren't. You're paying for your phone, you're paying for your data, you're paying for your voice. What we're trying to do is we're sticking to the core of what we do, and it's about the product, right? It's not about the service behind it. You can still go and get your prepaid SIM, but we only offer the device. So you can get the phone from us, the SIM card and stuff that you want to put in there, you can use an existing one, or you can go and register a new one in terms of a prepaid or a contract SIM, which you can get from networks nowadays without a phone at a much cheaper rate. And then you just plug it into the phone that you get from us, and you carry on using it. So we don't do the SIM connectivity and those kind of things. That's left up to the consumer. We just provide you with the device at a more affordable rate. The only thing that we do require on TV stuff is, of course, a TV license, because we're required to have the TV license to ensure that we can get that product to you as well. But we focus strictly on the actual product for utilization. For example, in the cell phone space, you would, of course, have your current cell phone contract or your SIM, or you could just go and buy a new.
Now, two very important components. One is, are the products insured? So what happens if someone loses a mobile phone, or someone breaks into someone's house and steals a flat screen TV or the toaster or whatever it is that, you know, is on the platform? And the other thing is also, is there an interest rate charged to the subscription fee?
Yes. Okay. So just in terms of insurance, right? So I think that was a key for us, right? So just this information is that we actually built the insurance because we knew how there's massive risk in the market for products. I mean, we know that cell phone theft is a normal thing in the country. Even people losing their TVs and those kind of things through robbery is a normal thing. So we actually built the insurance before we built the rest of this business out. And every single product is on our platform is covered by insurance, and it's provided by All Mutual, and it's comprehensive insurance. So through your subscription, your product is covered. So should your product be stolen or broken or those kind of things, it's all completely covered. So we have had one or two instances where people's TVs have been stolen, and what happens is that you just let us know. We file a claim with insurance, and of course there's the regular process you need to go through in terms of a case number and those kind of things. But the admin being what it is, we will then replace your product for you.
Okay, so seems like a win-win situation all around. I see someone saying it sounds environmentally friendly too. That's from Mumtaz, and definitely does, because you're not piling up a large amounts of tech in your home that you know will be there for you many years to come. Because let's be honest, many of us don't get rid of our old phones. I'm sure some of us are still hanging on to our Nokia 5110s from the 90s. But just in terms of the service as such, so you said that you have a wide range of mobile phones, you've got flat screen TVs and various other things on your platform. How can people view this? Do you have a website? Are you very active on social media as Rentoza? How can people view your range of products and services?
So we've got a website, it's www.rentoza.co.za. You can go on there, it's quite easy, you register a profile, and you go through the process. And I think, let me just explain the process to you as well. So you can go onto the site. Currently we have some nice festive deals going on where we've discounted some of the subscriptions for products such as gaming, for TV and soundbar combinations, some of the gaming consoles, some of the phones as well, a few of the Samsung phones that we have online. So how it works is that you go online, you sign up for your profile. You don't have to sign up at first. You can go through, you can browse, you can go all the way to checkout, you can choose what you want, choose the term. So on every product we have the full information spec, there's imagery, you can choose between 6 and 12 months. You click 6 or 12, the price changes. You click add to cart or checkout, depending, you can order, you can take a few items or an individual item. When you get to checkout, you can then register a profile. All you simply do then is you pay the first month subscription. We will then contact you. You will receive a subscription agreement to sign. And when you send that back, all you need to send us is a proof of address. And we will get you your item. What's also important just to mention is that we're not a credit provider. So we do not do credit checks, right, like traditional businesses do. Because our model is a very different model in Africa, and we want to change the context of how people operate, we don't do credit checks on you. We have the normal affordability check, which is if you send us your 3 months bank statement, that's fine. If you're a blacklisted client, that's okay. Just as long as you can afford the monthly payment, you're free to take something from our platform. It's that easy, which I think is a massive change to the current way that people are assessed within the market to access these kind of products. So once you get to that point, you pay, you will send us your signed subscription back, your proof of address, and the day you've taken the product, for example, if it's today, which is the 20th of December, on the 20th of January next month, your next subscription comes off. So it automatically comes off for the term that you've selected, and you continue using the product. If you want to get a hold of us, you want to order more stuff, of course, go to our website. We have all our contact details there. And we're constantly putting new product up on the site as well. We do have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well, where all of the founders and the staff are on the platform as well. So you're welcome to connect with us across any of these platforms. If you want more information or you just want to go have a look-see and see how subscription works, we do have a video on site as well, how-to video, which outlines how exactly this works.
Misha and Ratan, thank you so much, Shukran, for joining me this morning to chat about Rentoza. A very interesting initiative, something that I think people start making use of more and more as the perceptions and ideas around ownership of stuff changes and we find new and creative ways of doing things. I think this will become more of a reality in our homes. I want to say once again a big thank you for joining me. Stay safe, sir, and perhaps chat soon.
No problem. I just want to leave you with one last thing, if I can, is that so just two things is that just in terms of operationally, our phone lines, because we have obviously a digital phone line, we've had some issues recently, so people trying to get hold of us via our phone line, it's not currently working. We're busy trying to get that up and running again. We've had some issues technically, so that'll be up and running quite soon. So just excuse us. And in terms of delivery, we've had a massive escalation in growth in this business over the short term. So we are having a bit of a backlog, which we are trying to deliver on. And I just want to let people know is that we're trying our hardest, we're trying our best to get you a product. Yes, we will. But guys like the Takealots and the One Day Onlys, of course, have their 10-day delivery cycle as well. we're trying to work towards that as well. So just if people could bear with us, people that have ordered already, we will get you your product. It's taking slightly longer. I do know it becomes a bit of a pain, but we will get you the stuff that you want. And just at the end of it, it's just, I think, if people just start using the platform and understanding how to do this, it's the easiest way to understand what subscription is and how to change behavior. And I think it's something that everybody should consider. It doesn't matter if affordability is an issue or if you have the money to do these things. It's just an easier way to use products. It's more efficient. And the accessibility you get to the things that we have on our platform, I don't think anybody else in this country can give you. So thanks for your time, and thank you to your listeners. And I hope to get you guys some products soon.
Thanks so much, sir. All the best, and stay safe.
Thank you, you too.
Well, that was Mission Return from rentoza.co.za. You can check out the website and see the products that they have on offer. New way, very innovative way of owning, or not necessarily owning, but of, you know, getting hold of tech. You don't necessarily have to own it. You don't necessarily have to have the device in your home for years after. You can exchange it whenever you want to and get another device. And obviously in the time we are in, many of us are just living from contract to contract. Basically, we're spending 1,500 rand a month anyway for a device, so why not just switch it up? And instead of purchasing a device on a higher purchase and then having to upgrade afterwards, let's just, you know, do something different. That's what some people might feel. So yeah, www.rentoza.co.za. You can check out the details there. Also, check out their social media, and you'll be able to see how you can go about doing that if this catches your fancy.
Sunday Live on 91.3 FM Stereo. Sunday Live.